When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. And we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access, and the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the listen live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great videos, stories, photos, and stuff. And there's some good stuff and some things you need to know about wolf spiders and tipples. Do you know what a tipple is? Anyway.
I think I had one on my face this morning.
I probably should have said it is our Palm Sunday edition of Animal World, because I think that's what it is today. Isn't that right? Production engineer Nathan Miller is here, and being the good Catholic guy that he is, he should know this. And I have to say that I still have the palm fronds on my little altar at home that you got me last year at church. But isn't today Palm Sunday?
It is. And I got my palm at home from when I attended Mass yesterday. But yeah, today is Palm Sunday, and you'll be seeing a lot of those being held around.
Yeah, I forgot to request new palm fronds from you.
You know, I thought about it, but I'm glad to hear that you still have your old ones.
Okay, so you thought about it, you just didn't bring me home any. Okay.
It'd be kind of hard to reach through the computer screen here and give them to you.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Especially my palm that I have this morning. It starts off flat, but now it's a circle. Kind of got dried and shriveled up just a little bit.
Yeah, mine are still pretty good shape, but I have them on my altar, and I appreciated getting them from you last year. So you didn't go early this morning or going to go later. You went yesterday to church.
Yes, and in fact, it's a good thing, because Palm Sunday is typically quite a long mass, because the gospel reading is much, much longer than what is normally read on a typical Sunday.
Yeah, so it's a good thing we didn't need Stacy today.
That's what I was thinking. She would probably be arriving at the door right about now.
Because she's probably still, yeah, it would have been a long service, because when Stacy, our call screener, is here, she arrives a little later than the rest of us to the studio, if we're coming into the studio, unlike today where I'm Zooming in from home. Gets her a little late, so we have to meet her. But if she had to come in today, she'd be really late if it's a much longer mass.
Yeah, she would be.
So anyway, if you celebrate, happy Palm Sunday to everyone. And the weather's, you know, it gets cold, it gets, you know, warm, and then it gets cold again. And I'm just kind of a little disheveled in terms of where are we really seasonally and time-wise and all of that. And next Sunday's Easter Sunday, right? So I don't know. I think it's been a while since we've had an Easter in March, hasn't it?
It is a rarity, that's for sure. I had to look it up, but I want to guess it probably happens once every 6 or 7 years.
Okay. So it is unusual, but it just seems, I'm thinking, Easter already? Palm Sunday already? I guess that's why I am neglected to start the show by saying it's our Palm Sunday edition, because I'm having trouble catching up with all this stuff.
Actually, apparently Easter Sunday last fell on March 31st in 2002, so even longer than I thought.
Oh, so it's been more than 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder I'm feeling a little weird. I guess it isn't just me. It really has been over 20 years since we've had an Easter in March. But anyway, we do have an Easter in March, and I'm still trying to figure out what's going on with my yard and you know, spring growth and all of that, because technically we're into spring. That we turned over, we had the spring equinox last week, and it's warmed up enough that my grass is growing, so that I'm gonna have to mow as soon as it dries enough.
Actually 2013 else. 2013 as a correction for when
so it hasn't
Easter
been
was,
more than
was still
20.
A long
so
time, longer than
been
I
more
thought.
Than 10 years. More than 10 years.
Right. About every 11 years or so.
Every 11 years or so. Okay, that makes sense. Well, so anyway, I just look outside and it's just kind of strange because I've had to start a lot of my spring prep early because of this weird weather. But my grass is growing, but nothing else is growing. But it's still with this weather changes. I had to get out and trim my ferns back and all of that before the new growth started. And it's the weather's been so strange. It is altering the timing of everything. And I mean, my lilies are going crazy. They're already up and quite large for being so early. So anyway, I'm still getting used to everything. I don't know how everybody else is doing.
I'll tell you, with all the travel I've been doing, my internal time clock is all over the place.
I was just going to say that was the next thought. That was the thought in my mind. You're reading my mind. I was just going to say, with all you've been traveling all over the place, so you must be even more discombobulated than I am.
I know. I went to the Philippines, and that's 16 hours ahead. Of course, had to come back here, so subtract another 16 hours. Then we had the whole daylight savings thing going on. And then just recently, as you know, I went over to Kentucky, which is a three-hour difference. And yeah, just a whole bunch of jet lag and time shifts are just screwing with my internal time clock.
Yeah, I can only imagine. So I'm thinking, because you've been all over the place, we have a lot of catching up to do about where you've been, what you've been doing, and all that sort of thing, and a lot to chat about. So let's see. Today is an extra Sunday. So we've got 5 Sundays this month. Maybe why Easter's on in April, because there's 5 Sundays, so it sneaks in on the last day of the month. At any rate, as promised, we're going to spend extra time, the 10 and 11 o'clock hour with, Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. They're, our authority now on animals all over the world and seem to be the most plugged in and, work the hardest to keep up on what's going on in all the animal issues. And I was really looking forward to having more than our usual time on the first Sunday of the month with them to explore other issues and find out about things that we normally don't get to hear about. And man, Nathan, we got some stuff to talk about. One of the things is, and it's not necessarily pleasant issues. I know a lot of us, you know, we don't want to pay attention to things, but there are some things we really need to know about. And I mean, I really thought, like Nathan, that we were as a society, we've gotten over maybe, and we're moving through and past using animals for research. You know, realizing that, you know, animals think and reason, have feelings and emotions, and you know, all the stuff that I teach and have been aware of all of my life. I thought it really kind of filtered in, and we were doing a much better job, and it eliminated it in most places and all that. Oh, there's stuff going on, Nathan, that we need to know about, because there are parties that be that just don't want to give it up. So anyway, we're going to delve into that stuff and all kinds of things about animals all over the world. I hope you will stay with us for that. And Beth and Merritt are going to join us for the second and third hours today. And Nathan and I are going to chat our way through this first hour. But we really need, in order to do that, so we got some catching up to do. I thought we better officially start the show. And once we do that, then we can catch up on everything. So, and I haven't forgotten the weather, but there's more related to the weather I want to talk about. But it's been really rainy here this weekend, but now, okay, so your sky down there looks just about the same as mine. High overcast clouds, but some blue sky starting to poke in, and I thought I heard on the weather last night that today was supposed to turn into a pretty decent day, and that by this afternoon we might even have some sunshine.
That is looking to be the case. Actually, it looks like the camera might be exposed a little bit weird, but actually a lot more blue sky than you see in this image that I'm showing you right now, and just a little bit of gray clouds, it looks like, going on maybe on the west side of Seattle there and the west side of the Sound maybe even too. But today, mostly sunny, high near 58. So get a nice little, I don't want to say warm, but warmer day along with sunshine. That will definitely help with those temperatures, make it feel warmer before going back to, you guessed it, more rain throughout the entire week.
Yeah, and since it's rained all weekend and now it's just drying out now, it's unlikely I just got my mower back from the mower place. You know, it was in for its winter tune-up and all of that. Oh, a lot of stuff wrong, so it had a lot of stuff replaced. So it's all clean and ready to go, but I really don't want to take it out and mow in the rain first time. And I'd like the grass to dry out a little bit before I do my maiden mow for the year. And I'm not so sure that I didn't have to cut the grass for the first time in March last year, but I don't think I'm going to get to it today. And then it looks like it's going to rain again, so I may get a reprieve having to start mowing until the weather gets dry enough for a couple of days. Anyway, at least it's a nice dry day today, and I am seeing a few little patches of blue sky in between the white clouds, so should improve as we go. Alrighty, we're going to go ahead and officially start the show. And if you haven't been here for that, I do this every week. I begin by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with all of the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, we start with a couple of Saint Francis prayers, one for our animal friends and one for us human animals. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations that I do. We use them because they're very powerful and shift lives. And so I share them with you. And whether or not you participate with the prayers and affirmations with me, that's completely up to you. You can join me and say the prayers along with me and repeat the affirmations with me as well, or you can opt out. It's not like dancing when we get on the love train at 10 and 11. Dancing's required. But this part of the show, you can opt in or out depending on how you feel. And so I'm going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. So here we go. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, now, the next one is for us human animals, and it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Ah, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. That concludes the prayer section. Now we get into the affirmations. And all of these affirmations have been contributed by one family or another of our Animal World family. And I picked them because they have proven to be extremely powerful and majorly life transformational. So I know a lot of you do them along with me on the show and also use them daily at home because I hear from you. And that's the best way to use them, of course, is every day. All righty, here we go. This first one came to me years ago from my spiritual family, Nanda. And the suggestion was, say it once a day for a week. See what happens. Well, transform my life, and that's why we start with it, because I'm hoping it will transform yours too. Here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. So when you understand this, you know that everything is, that's even the bad stuff too. Look for the silver lining. Expect there to be one. It's amazing what you will see. All righty. This second one comes from our best practitioner, a neuroenergetic balancer, Linda Rasmussen. And you know that when she's on the show and does a remote treatment for one of you human animals, she gives an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this one came from. And it ended up being so powerful for us. It's included here. Here we go, three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty. Now, this next one comes from, again, my spiritual family, but the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, but the Italian division. It's the one I use to keep myself and my animals in the right alignment for going out in the world, health and well-being, all that good stuff. Here we go. Three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty. Now, this next one comes from our intuitive animal communicator, Natasha Venter. And this is the one that we use to keep ourselves in alignment with this crazy energy that we're having, that we get so discombobulated with. This is what helps it work. Here we go. Three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty. And then we conclude this affirmation section with the Ananda Warriors of Light affirmation. And boy, do we need this one these days. We got wars going on a number of places on the planet, and not to mention all the turmoil here. So send the light everywhere that you know it's needed. Here we go, three times. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within us, is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Woo-hoo. All right. We are all especially spiritualized up here on this Palm Sunday edition of Animal World. And to keep Nathan happy, because we really missed him last week. Glad he's back. Let's take care of advertisers and stay on schedule. It is the most important part of the show. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are, and we will get to talking right after this. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and he, of course, is our neuroenergetic balancer. And one of the most gifted healers I've ever met. And you know that Dr. Nels and his sister Linda are here the second Sunday of every month for our healing show. And the neuroenergetic balancing that he does can be done in person, but it can also be done remotely. When you're dealing with energetic work and healing, just like with telepathic communication, there's no issue with distance. And so he is phenomenally gifted in being able to tune into our animal friends and bring their physical bodies back into balance, not to mention their nervous systems. And did you know that if our animal friends get traumatized, have a bad experience, get really frightened, really scared, or a really terrible experience, their nervous system can get stuck in the fight-flight mechanism. And once that happens, then they can't effectively respond well to similar things. So Dr. Nels is really good at rebalancing the nervous system. And he's turned the process he uses, he calls it the Rasmussen Reset, into a do-it-yourself at-home program. And that is available through his website. It's really, really inexpensive and a wonderful thing to learn so that you can help keep your own animals in balance. He is available to work with you or your animal friends remotely. He likes to hear from you through his website. So he always does a free telephone evaluation. And so you go to the website, healingministryforanimals.com. healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link and fill that out. He will arrange a phone call with you, and you can chat with him about yourself and your animal friends and how he can help. You also want to go to the website, healingministryforanimals.com, and sign up for the email newsletter. It has gotten so good now that his wife, Martha, is participating in the newsletter. It's just amazingly packed with great information. And he is now providing us with a monthly affirmation. And so if you get the newsletter, then you can participate with all of us doing the monthly affirmation. And you do that by going to his website, healingministryforanimals.com, and signing up for the email newsletter. It only comes once a month, so it doesn't fill up your inbox with stuff. And then, of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, you can just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. Nathan, before we get to your travels and so forth, finish up. It does look like it's a glorious day out there. You've got the camera set up well, so really looks like the sun is already out, and lots of blue sky and puffy clouds on the horizon. Can't see the mountains or Seattle at the moment, but
those mountains are currently blanketed by some clouds, sleeping on this Sunday morning, it seems like.
Yeah, but the sun is out and fairly bright there in the Bellevue area, it looks like.
Absolutely. Nice. A little bit more cloudiness, I think, going on over the north, which is why you're probably seeing
that would be me.
That way, towards the south, if I look out towards the back, looks like the further south you go, the more sunshine you're going to have above you.
Yep. And they say we're in the high 50s today and stuff. So, you know, reasonably comfortable with the temperature. And it's supposed to get nicer as the day goes on. So you can hang with us here on Animal World and then get out this afternoon, do what you need to do outside. The things related to the weather that are going on right now that we need to talk about now related to our animal friends. The one thing that, you know, I'm constantly talking to you about this time of the year would be fleas. Because they go dormant during the winter here in our climate. When the temperature drops below 50 degrees consistently, then all larva eggs outside and so forth go dormant, and they don't wake up and start hatching until the temperature gets back up consistently above 50 degrees. Well, that would be the problem right now. Usually we have, at least it seems to be in my mind, Nathan, that we usually have, you know, a more gradual transition from winter into spring. But, you know, we know it's come, and it's a lot more comfortable. This time, very early on, I think still in February, we got warm above 50 for a while. And we had a really warm streak, and my frogs all woke up early and all of that. And then it got cooled for a while again, and then it got warm again and cold, and now it's kind of medium, and everything seems to be confused. But with the flea situation is that it is warming up above 50 long enough now here and there for fleas to start hatching outside. So that's why, now, if you use the chemical spot on treatments for your animals, then that's going to kill anything that gets on them. So you don't have to pay attention. I personally am not comfortable putting that kind of high concentration of chemicals into my animal systems. So I don't use those kind of flea preventions. So, you know, I keep flea combs out and do a little flea comb on my cats. Now, my cats are indoor only, but they have a big Paz Mahal outdoor cat run. And, you know, rodents and stuff do get in there. So every once in a while, I'll get a flea hatch or some fleas dropping in the cat run that I've got to pick up off the animals. And of course, there's deer and, you know, lots of other critters that travel through my property. You could be in the same similar situation. Also, if you had an infestation of fleas last year on your animals or in your home, then you can pretty much guarantee that you've got larvae and stuff in your grass, dirt, lawn, ground areas around your home. And the best way to eliminate them from your area is to, in the late spring, early summer, depends again what the temperature is doing. Once the temperature gets consistently above 50, it's not going below that, then you can spray the beneficial predatory nematodes, which you usually get at garden stores and some pet garden type stores carry them. They're like little kind of almost microscopic type creatures that come in suspension, and you put them in water and spray your ground, and then they wake up and they eat the larvae, fleas and crane flies and that sort of thing, and so can be very helpful from that perspective, and that will eliminate the fleas in the outdoor environment. But the idea of being aware of this now, let you know that, you know, have your flea comb handy so you can, you know, especially if you're in the country where there is wildlife traveling through your property. Could be raccoons, could be possums, could be deer, could be coyote, you know, that sort of thing. They may drop some fleas. And if you do a flea comb, then you pick them up right away and can deal with it before they take hold in your property. So just pay attention, because that's going on and off. And I had once already, I had some show up in that first real hot warm streak at the end of that, just a few. Anyway, so pay attention. Now, the other thing weather-wise in the yard, mushrooms. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I've got all kinds of mushrooms coming up here and there. Ones and different ones. So I guess the weather kind of affects that too. But pretty much, at least from my point of view, I'm not an expert on mushrooms, but pretty much all the mushrooms that grow in our yards and stuff are not safe to eat. They're toxic. And every year there'll be a few tragic stories about, especially, you know, medium to small sized dogs. Well, they just were out in the yard. I didn't realize it. You know, someone will say, I didn't realize it, but there were mushrooms growing and the dogs ate the mushrooms and it killed them. At this point, time of year, it's a good idea to walk your yard on a regular basis and get rid of any mushrooms that are in the areas where your dog friends might be spending time, because we don't want those kind of tragedies to happen. So look for mushrooms and make sure you remove them from your dog yards. All right. And then the hummingbirds. Seems that they are doing different things in different areas around here because the weather's varied. My hummingbirds are still kind of confused. And I did, Nathan, check in with Natasha last week about the hummingbirds, and kind of got a confirmation that when the weather really warmed up, like in February or whenever it was, that my Anna hummingbirds got confused, and they did go off and start the nesting and process. But then the weather shifted and they came out of that, and she said they're just confused. So I have to say, that my Anna hummingbirds are still kind of missing in action. And so they may be now breeding again, but the rufous hummingbirds have come in, and the rufous ones are the bright orange, metallic green, and some red on them. Strikingly gorgeous birds, the males. And I have them now. And it's usually after the rufuses come in, and then the rufuses and the Annas are here for a while. And then when it's really obviously we're in spring, temps are above 50 and that sort of thing, then the hummingbirds will disappear for a few weeks to build their nests, lay their eggs, hatch their babies. And so we don't see them at our feeders as much. But then they come back with their babies and raise everybody up. And then in the fall, the roofies take off and go south, but the Annas stay. So at this point, I don't have Annas. I do have rufous hummingbirds, except I've got one dilemma, which I'm going to have to ask Natasha about next time. I mentioned it last week, but I wasn't sure. But now I'm pretty sure. I've got male rufous hummingbirds. I've got some female rufous hummingbirds. And then I've got what I would looks to me like more male Anna hummingbird than Rufus, but he's the only Anna male type, except the Annas have a metallic green body, and then the males have a black head of feathers coming in a mantle around their shoulders that when the sun hits them, it all turns red. So the heads are red. I call them the redheads. Well, this one that I've got looks like an Anna with the black head and the metallic, but when the sun hits him, the mantle around his throat is orange, not red. And then the top of his head is red. So that's really unusual. And so I've been wondering, does anybody out there, do hummingbirds breed different species or varieties of hummingbirds? Do they breed with each other? Like would a rufous might breed with an Anna? And so that might, because this male Anna that has an orange head instead of a red head seemed to come when the rufous ones came. Like he's with them, and there's not any fighting going on between him and the other roofies, which is unusual because usually the Annas and the roofies are real competitive and the rufuses are pretty aggressive. So anyway, I don't know if I have a hybrid hummingbird. So I find that kind of fascinating. So if anybody knows, let me know. All righty then. I'm looking at the time, Nathan, and I'm thinking we're about due to take care of advertisers. Before I get to the rest of our animal alerts and we talk about your trip. Guess what? Did you hear? Did you hear last week? Nathan's an uncle again. Man, that family's expanding. Well, we're going to hear all about it. So anyway, let's take care of advertisers, and then we'll come back and catch up with Nathan and then do more animal stuff before we get to the top of the hour. Time for Love Train and then animals24-7.org. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk?
Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the first hour of our Palm Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we did hear from our wonderful NuPro supplements, and remember, it's spelled N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. You can check them all out, the great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, on the website. Best cat vitamins on the planet. They're called NuPro Nuggets. The cats just absolutely love them. So you get them their vitamins. But I've also used them in the past to get picky eater to eat their meal. They sprinkle the little NuPro Nuggets on top. I've got a friend of mine that shakes the container and to call her cat in because they're so popular. So NuPro Nuggets for cats, the best cat vitamins. And the dog supplement it's a powdered supplement. That the NuPro Gold is for skin and hair coat, and oh my gosh, produces just the greatest coats for if you have a problem with your animal's hair and fur. And it also comes a hip and joint formula too, with a glucosamine and chondroitin in it. But I'll tell you what, it really makes a huge difference in their coat, and I do believe it doesn't stop shedding completely. But it helps the fur and the hair stay on the dog rather than falling off all over the place. I know when Robbie's on it, he loses a lot less golden retriever hair in the house. And it actually stays on him until I brush it off him or, you know, he goes to his spa day and gets groomed. So great supplement. Check them out, NuProSupplements.com. And you can often find the dog supplements in your local pet store. But if not, you can get everything on Amazon. All righty, then, our sound healer premier of the Northwest, Jude Ponton. Her Whispering Dragon Center is in her home in Shoreline now. Great, easy access, great parking. And, oh, what a wonderful gift to be in the healing room with her and hear the gongs and the Acutonic forks. And she does chiropractic and acupuncture, but more Acutonics than the acupuncture. I find it to be much more powerful than the needles alone. She also did a wonderful attunement for the spring equinox. And so I have that up on the Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. You can scroll down and find the spring equinox attunement that she did. And you can actually see Jude, see the gongs and how she does some of this sound work in that attunement. You might want to listen. Really great. And you can check out the Whispering Dragon Center. Website is whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And you can also just give Jude a call to make an appointment for an in-person session or a remote session. She does that as well. Phone number is 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And of course, you know, I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help understand their animals and their dogs and solve problems quickly. That's what I specialize in. And man, I need your help spreading the word. Because I'm not as busy as I would like to be. And I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. And, you know, there's lots of options these days for dog training because all the classes are running and everything is back to normal after the shutdowns for the pandemic and all that sort of thing. And I think that's why there aren't as many people out there looking for private trainers. But you can let your friends know, especially if they've got serious problems with their dogs or they've got stuff going on. They've got a new puppy and they need to know what they need to know. They don't want to go to class every week for the rest of their lives to learn what they need to learn. And I can come in and give it to them very quickly. And I always do a free telephone evaluation. So take this phone number down and give it to everybody you know that's got dogs. Tell them if they need help, call Aunt Martha. I'll talk to them for free on the phone. And if I'm not the best person to work with them and whatever's going on, I probably know who is. So my phone number, 360-217-7258. 360-217. 7258. All righty then. We are all caught up. And Nathan, let's chat a little bit about Mr. Traveling Guy. So
do a little more catching up.
Yep. You spent a couple weeks in the Philippines with the gal that you've been dating online for the last couple years or more, Fia. And
hard to believe that was a month ago already.
Has it been that long already? Yeah.
Just about since I landed back here.
And what, that's a 16-hour
difference. Yep. They're 16 hours ahead. Well, currently 15 with the time change.
Well, oh, okay. So, yeah.
But at the time, it was 16.
All right. Now it's 15. So you barely had, you had time to get home from that. But I guess with all the excitement of your big trip to the Philippines and getting to meet Fia for the first time in person and all of that, you neglected to tell us that there was another bun in the oven back in Kentucky and that you were going to be an uncle. But so we didn't find out about it until the birth. So this is your older brother, is that right, and his wife that just had another baby?
Yep. They just had their second baby about a little over a month ago.
Okay, so first baby is Genevieve,
mm-hmm.
Right? And how old is she now?
She is about 2 and a little over a month.
Okay.
And their birthdays are actually very close together, just 2 weeks apart.
Oh, wow. And the kids they're kind of about 2 years apart.
Yes.
And so they had another girl.
Mm-hmm.
And another beautiful name, Adeline?
Is that Adelaide.
Right? Adelaide. I knew that. Now, and if you listened to last week's show, I said Adelaide.
Mm-hmm.
And Odie, who was filling in for you, she said, no, it's Adeline.
I thought I listened to the show, and I think you said Adelaide, and Odie said it's Adelaide.
Oh, I thought she said it was Adeline, no. Which is why that's what I said. But it's Adelaide. So say it again.
Adelaide.
Adelaide. Okay. And that's kind of what I thought. But at any rate, Adelaide, Genevieve and Adelaide. And I don't know about you, but to me, those names have an old fashioned energy to them.
Mm-hmm. They're actually named after some of the saints. So, St. Genevieve and then St. Adelaide. I'm just waiting until they have a boy and they name their boy St. Barnabas.
Oh.
That'll be interesting. I wonder if that's on their mind.
Well, of course, when you say Barnabas, then I think about, that takes me right back to high school.
Mm-hmm.
Because we used to come home from high school to watch, it was called a soap opera on TV called Dark Shadows, and there was a vampire involved, and his name was Barnabas. So I don't, my inner kid would not be all that thrilled with a, I don't, that name would not be someone I'd want to name, because I think of Barnabas as the vampire in Dark Shadows. But you weren't even born then, Nathan, so you wouldn't know. But anyway, Barnabas from back, but so Genevieve and Adelaide. But, and I think, you know, when I look at your brother's name is Matt, right? Mm-hmm. Matt and his wife. There, when I look at the photos, you said the family energy there, Matt's energy, his wife, and the baby, their energy is kind of old fashioned.
Yeah, they typically are kind of more traditional when it comes to their.
And I don't mean that in a negative way. It's just kind of describing the feeling of it. And I think it kind of suits kind of your whole family in that you have one of those very exceptional, wonderful families with your parents and you boys. Your family is extremely close, you know, and you travel together, you go all these places, you do all these things together. And whenever I've met you or been around you, I mean, the energy is just wonderful and you all are so nice. And I want to say, and with you, I don't mean this in direct, but you're very clean cut and nice. Like, I think Fia's family was probably delighted to meet you. I can't imagine that they just didn't think, oh boy, did she score? What a great guy. I mean, because your whole family just has that wonderful, and I guess it's not really old fashioned. It's just that y'all have manners and you're nice and friendly.
Yeah, good family values. I think that's what you're
family,
looking for.
Yeah, but in a good way, not in, sometimes people think of that in a negative way, but it's in a good way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do keep our families close. And my brother's in-laws, they have, I think, is it five boys now and one girl, and then another one is on the way. So family is definitely big, especially in the Midwest, too. I mean, you see a lot of big families out there.
Because they, Matt is a pilot, actually, and they live in Kentucky, but very close to the border.
To the border of Ohio, yeah.
Ohio, so, right?
Yeah, the Cincinnati airport is actually in Kentucky, but just on the south side of that river there. They kind of like the Columbia River, how it separates us and Oregon and stuff like that. Over there, they have the Ohio River, which separates Ohio and Kentucky.
All right. I understand. So you went, that's why you were not here doing the show with us last Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Had to go out there for a little bit just for the baptism, then came right back.
Yeah, because the family went back for the baptism, and so wonderful photographs. Everyone looked lovely, and of course, you know, baby too young to really participate other than to be there and be cute.
Yep.
how is Genevieve doing with Adelaide?
Oh, she's doing excellent. Very gentle with her. I mean, sometimes you got to say a little bit too hard, but I mean, she understands that Adelaide is an infant and needs to be taken care of very gently. So she does really well with that. And she's always very careful around Adelaide and makes sure that she kind of slows herself down and gets to the speed of how you need to be when you're around Adelaide.
All right. That's very good. That's very good. All right. So, and it doesn't sound like you just went back for a couple of days or so, right? And
yeah, just about 4 days, just kind of went off, took a weekend off that, you know, I normally worked here so I could be there at the baptism, and the rest of my normal days off I spent out there and then flew back for my next day of work.
All right. Well, thank you for including me and the photographs and stuff. And now Uncle Nathan has two nieces. And anyway, that's great. So before we finish up the hour, I'm just going to call your attention to, if you guys haven't been to the Animal World Facebook page, that's a good thing to check out because we've got... I posted some really good educational posts this week, and there is one about the wolf spiders. And I think those are the ones, you know, that everybody gets so afraid of. There, I used to always called them dust spiders, the ones that, you know, come out from under the couch and they're big, huge spiders and people flip their cookies. I know back in my younger days, before I had healed my relationship with spiders and all of that and learned to love them and appreciate them, I threw 10 phone books on one once. It scared me so bad. But there's a wonderful article about wolf spiders. There's a picture of it on a napkin next to a hand. So you can see that if you bring it up, the Facebook, about how important they are. And that they actually eat all the bad kind of spiders, the recluse. They eat brown recluse spiders and black widow spiders and all of that. So, you know, they're really the good guys in the spider departments and the ones that might, you know, come out and startle you from places. But the wolf spiders, they won't hurt you. And it's important to gently escort them outside rather than killing them. And if you scroll down a little bit, have you ever seen a seahorse give birth? You know, male seahorses are the ones that get pregnant. And they keep the babies. And there's a great, great little video of a male seahorse giving birth to gazillions of little seahorses. And
Imagine all those babies inside of it.
Right, right, right. But it's a great video of that. And I'd never seen something so clear. Well, there's some great squirrel pictures and a stork hotel on a power line. But where's the other one? Oh. Then wonderful is a photo of a possum that a gal is holding, and great information about possums and what wonderful creatures they are and what great work they do for us and how important it is to take care of them, and reiterating about what wonderful companions they can make and how gentle and loving they can be with humans. And it seems to me, if you scroll down a week from last to last week, Nathan, there was a story in the last couple of weeks anyway of people that had rescued a possum and ended up living its life with them. And then the last thing I'll tell you about the second post there, I think the most realistic dog puppet I have ever seen, with the best dog movement. And it's kind of like a golden doodle type puppet, and it's on strings and a guy's manipulating it. And then there's a golden doodle dog on a leash that is playing, and this guy is so good at manipulating this puppet dog that it looks real, and this other dog thinks it's real. It just sniffed its butt. Well, there's no, you know, scent there. Anyway, can you see that, Nathan?
Yep, watching that
right
now.
Is that amazing? Is that amazing? I mean, it really looks real, doesn't it?
It does.
And the movements are so real. You know, there's the play posture. And I fascinating. And even though that dog has sniffed the butt, knows it's got to know it's not a real dog, but it's acting like a real dog. So,
well, that golden doodle is definitely convinced.
Yep. So check all that out and look at that. We've talked our way through the first hour already here. And so it's time to close out hour number one. Fire up the love train, get that going, and then when we will zoom in, Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org, they will join us for the rest of the show. But first up, we get to the love train, and this is what we do to get our spirits up and energy flowing and exercise in for the day. And you don't get to opt out on this one. Dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or get up and join the love train in with me. I'll come pick you up. I'll cruise through, and so you can join us. And I always energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Animals24-7.org is next. So I hope you stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.